Last week, if you remember, and I have trouble remembering back that far, but we considered, among other things, a paradox. That is the image of Jesus and us as living stones. How can something be solid and secure and yet living and flexible? And yet God is, Jesus is. This week I want to consider another, I think an even deeper paradox of our Christian faith. And that is that the God we worship is unknown and yet knowable. That's what Paul and Jesus both say in some form in our readings this morning. Now, it's most obvious in the reading from Acts. Paul goes to Athens, which at that time was a thriving intellectual city. Many great scholars, philosophers were there. The people would always have these discussions about the deep questions of life. It was also a city that had a lot of pagan altars and shrines throughout the city for the pagan gods that were worshipped by many. And Paul says to the people, "I saw one particular shrine, altar to an unknown God." And so Paul says, "I know that you all are spiritual people searching for God." And then Paul says, "This God that is unknown to you, let me tell you who God is. Let me proclaim this God to you." Now that may seem like a pretty audacious claim. And it is. But it's part of the paradox of faith, of the Christian faith, that God is unknown in so many ways. God is God. And God is always greater and larger and more powerful and more amazing and more loving and more gracious and more merciful, etc., 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 than anything we can imagine. Notice Paul mentions that in his sermon. He says God is not found in a shrine made by human hands or even in the human imagination. God is always so much greater than we can ever even imagine. And in that sense, God is always unknown. It's interesting, I think, that the Greek inscription on this altar probably read, "Agnostos Theos," unknown God. Agnostos, from where we get the word agnostic. People who say, and I think it's a fairly authentic, sincere thing to say, "I don't know." There's a lot worse things to say about God than "I don't know." Like, "I know exactly who God is." God is always unknown in that sense, divine, amazing, always bigger than any box or shrine or concept we can come up with. That's what Paul is acknowledging, that reality. And yet, God can be known. I mean, it's difficult to worship a totally unknown God. It's so abstract. But God can be known in some sense. That's the whole reason. Well, I won't say the whole reason. That's part of the reason Jesus came to earth. If you had trouble remembering a week ago, let me try and remind you of 2 weeks ago, which the image we considered was Jesus as the gate, the means of access to God. Jesus came to earth, among other things, to reveal God to us in Him. That's where we get to John's gospel, where Jesus says a lot of fairly cryptic things, but is always trying to tell the people about the relationship between Him and God and the Spirit and us. And He says again and again, "If you want to know God, just look at me. Know me. I am in you, and you are in me, and I am in God, and we're all in this together, and if you want to know God, look at me." Jesus gives us our best glimpse of this unknown God we worship. Jesus, in revealing love and gentleness and mercy, Jesus, in saying, love your enemies and turn the other cheek and pay attention to widows and orphans and the poor, all of this reveals to us glimpses of God. Sometimes glimpses of God we'd rather not see, because it also reveals something about us and the way that we may be so far from God. But it's through Jesus that we have our best glimpse of this unknown God. That's what Paul is telling the Athenians. This God you worship as unknown, I know how you can catch glimpses of him. Look at Jesus, the one appointed by God, the one who came in God's name, the one who even died on a cross and was raised from the dead for you. All of that reveals something important about God. A God we can never truly, completely, wholly know in this life, but a God we can glimpse and search for and grope for and do our best to follow. Now, in the face of all that, I don't know is not a bad mantra. Duke is not here this morning to remind us of that, but we often talk about that at Bible study. Duke Rose, who often reminds us, you know, we don't know anything. And when it comes to God, that's pretty true. But we can get these glimpses of God, at best, to keep us on track. And those glimpses come through Jesus. And so on this holiday weekend, as we're going to be spending time doing lots of great things like hiking and barbecuing and all of that, let me encourage you to keep your eyes open for some glimpses of God as well. Out there in the beautiful world, among the beautiful people you will be with, even among some of the not so beautiful people, there may be glimpses of God. Because what Paul and Jesus are both reminding us here, that we can't always see God clearly. We can't always understand all that God is doing. We pray, thy will be done, but often we have no clue what that really means. We just trust. Keep your eyes and ears and hearts open for glimpses of God, glimpses of this unknown God that can be known in some ways. Keep searching and groping and looking for glimpses of this God that we do not know as well as we would like yet. Amen.